Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tom Hare. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Obergefell. Batting third. The first baseman, Danny Org. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie McGee. Batting seventh. The left fielder, David Green. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mike Ramsey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Stupher. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, John Stupher. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukey Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The left fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gary Ratajczak. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Brian Giles. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Zachary. Pitching for the New York Mets, Pat Zachary. And now, play ball. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare strikes out. One out. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Danny Org is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Org is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Obergefell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Green. Staub reaches second base with a double. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Obergefell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is called out on strikes. One out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire misplays the ball. That's an error on Gardenhire. David Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into left field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGee. The throw from Hodges and he is safe. McGee steals second. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey hits a pop-up towards short. Gardenhire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Ratajczak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratajczak hits a pop-up towards short. Ramsey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Giles. The throw from Porter and he is out, Ramsey applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. John Stupper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stupper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0 for 1 in the game. Hare strikes out. Two outs. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Obergefell hits a fly ball into right field. Ratchczyk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary hits a ball on the ground towards first. Eorg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zachary for the out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Green. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0 for 1 in the game. Eorg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Staub. Eorg reaches second base with a double. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eorg moves to third. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hendrick moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eorg scores. Hendrick moves to third. Porter moves to second. It's 1-0, Cardinals. David Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Hendrick scores. Porter moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramsey is walked intentionally. John Stupper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stupper is 0 for 1 in the game. Stupper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Obergefell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rajcik is 0 for 1 in the game. Rajcik hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Rajcik reaches second base with a double. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0 for 1 in the game. Giles hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 0 for 2 in the game. Hare hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Obergefell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hare moves to third. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Eorg hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hare tags and scores. One out. It's 3-0, Cardinals. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Obergefell. The throw from Hodges and he is out, Giles applying the tag. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hendrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardenhire hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Zachary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zachary is 0 for 1 in the game. Zachary hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a fly ball towards left. Green catches it and throws to Ramsey who relays to Eorg to double up Zachary. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Porter for the out. One out. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McGee strikes out. Two outs. David Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramsey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ramsey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Stupper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stupper is 0-for-2 in the game. Stupper bunts towards first. Kingman scoops it up and throws to first, with Giles covering, for the out. Ramsey moves to second. One out. Tom Hare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hare is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hare hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ramsey moves to third. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Obergefell hits a ball on the ground towards second. Giles scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rajcik is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rajcik bunts towards the mound. Stupper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hodges hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rajcik moves to third. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-2 in the game. Giles hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Ron Gardenhire. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rajcik scores. Hodges moves to second. It's 3-1, Cardinals. George Foster pinch hits for Pat Zachary. Doug Baer now pitching. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Ramsey fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Hubie Brooks now playing third base. Bob Baylor now playing shortstop. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Lonnie Smith pinch hits for Danny Org. Lonnie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Rajcik settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez now playing first base. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. David Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Ramsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramsey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ramsey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Giles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Bear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bear strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rajcik is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rajcik strikes out. One out. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hodges hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles is 0-for-3 in the game. Giles strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 3, and New York Mets, 1. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.